Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. Congressional leaders are sounding more optimistic about coronavirus relief legislation, but NPR's Giles Snyder reports there's no deal yet.
The top four lawmakers in Congress left the Capitol last night without announcing a deal. The meeting was their second of the day Tuesday, leading to speculation that an agreement is within reach. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell told reporters he is optimistic about a deal sometime soon. And both House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer reported progress. Congress is under pressure to come to an agreement on coronavirus legislation before breaking for the holidays. It would likely be attached to a huge year-end government spending bill. The most contentious issues holding up a deal include liability protections for businesses sought by Republicans and aid to state and local governments, a Democratic priority. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden is expected to introduce former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg as his pick to lead the Transportation Department. Buttigieg was a former rival to Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination. In a statement, Biden's transition team says he's a, quote, patriot and problem solver. Separately, NPR has learned Biden plans to name former EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy as his White House climate coordinator. Biden is further expected to name former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as his pick for Energy Secretary. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, if confirmed, Granholm would play a key role in efforts to fight climate change.
The Energy Department will be front and center on one of Biden's top priorities, finding ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Granholm would oversee a large agency that handles a wide range of issues, from energy production to nuclear security. Granholm was the first woman to serve as governor of Michigan, a job she held from 2003 to 2011. She previously served as the state's attorney general. The planned nomination has not been made official, and Granholm has not commented. But earlier in the day, she sent out tweets complimenting Biden, stating she 100% agreed with other Michigan officials who said Biden was the right leader for the moment. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
Iran's president says he's happy to see Donald Trump leaving office, referring to him as, quote, the most lawless U.S. president and a, quote, terrorist. NPR's Peter Kenyon says President Hassan Rouhani's remarks came in an address to his cabinet.
Rouhani called the Trump administration policy of maximum pressure on Iran a dismal failure and said he's happy to see him leaving power. But he added that, quote, we are not overjoyed about President-elect Joe Biden's arrival, suggesting that tensions between the two countries will continue after Biden is sworn in.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting from Istanbul. You're listening to NPR News. President Trump's national security advisor has returned home from a European trip. Robert O'Brien cut the trip short after news surfaced of hackers who got into computers in several federal agencies. Russian saboteurs are suspected of snooping in agency emails ever since last spring. Some agencies have acknowledged the hacking, but the Trump administration has not provided any details of the damage. The parents of a University of Florida basketball player say he is improving and talking to them and his doctors. Keontae Johnson collapsed on the court last weekend. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
Keontae Johnson's parents said in a statement their son is breathing on his own and even FaceTimed his teammates. It's a dramatic improvement. The junior star forward was reportedly put in a medically induced coma after his collapse in a game last Saturday. Florida players were returning to the court after a timeout when Johnson suddenly fell face first. Doctors haven't said publicly why it happened. The Associated Press says Johnson tested positive for the coronavirus this year. Studies have shown a link between COVID-19 and myocarditis, an inflammation of the heart that can cause cardiac arrest. His parents warn in their statement, information not coming from them or the school's athletic department may not be accurate. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The National Weather Service is warning that a major winter storm is descending on the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast states today. Freezing rain and ice are now expected in some parts of North Carolina and Virginia, too. Travel is not recommended. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.